And modernity promises paradise and delivers ghettos, and the cleaner is the institutional image that wants to be projected, the more corruption there is underneath it. And it is not power per se, but the maintenance of power that is a drag for all natural resources. And in the end, it is capital to be the main source of corruption, as it makes us close one eye on what our nature tells us to be bad otherwise. And in the end, everything can be conceived as a vehicle to build a vehicle so that in the end we can proceed forward. And write in the law, the filthy ones have found their ways not to be accused for all their misdoings. And for the time that there won't be any places where to go outward, it is good to have been going with the channels inward. And beauty is the result of what we do with a sincere love, and ugliness is the result of what we do without it. And the biggest frustration is the inability of taking care of something that is not fully mature. And we may live up with all forms of ugliness, but with beauty turned ugly. And we just simply don't realize the privilege of having to live without constantly being on the guard. And we might succeed in being recognized, but we won't succeed in making anything beyond what it is recognized. And those who have control fear the most that those who don't have control fears that those who have control have no control, and vice versa. And what we call as a hobby may be a true passion surpassing even the most sophisticated form of specialization. And we might become our own slaves, wanting things for a lack of talent, but worst is to make others slave, wanting their talent. And there is no evolution without trauma, and only knowing that we can dilute the later. And the more technology progresses, the more the damages of many are caused by the single. And any ideology destroy what it stands for, and let what it stands against grow in its place. And there is no way we can create a new, more genuine system without outsourcing the old and corrupted one. And the way to assess whether something is good or bad is to see how much it provokes social conventions. And if we would have to take account to everyone's sensibility, our sensitivity would completely submerge. And paradoxically, right, the offspring of the revolutionaries are of the worst kind. And the greatest courage in the end is to fight for our freedom to be with our nature. And only fully willing to our self-sacrifice, we will be able to dictate the dictators. And full freedom only comes after temporarily giving it up. And there's nothing we can do against rage but be tremendously patient. and only with a survival instinct the prospect of a full loss can be turned into a double gain. And in order to appear stable, any social structure transfer its decadence to a sacrificial anode. And the ultimate tragedy with capitalism is that one is utterly abandoned to one's own self, and we don't side for any ideological fanaticism, not because we don't believe in the actual ideals, but because they create the opposite effect. And as the state becomes a big human, homogeneity is required among us small humans. And under capitalism, passion becomes more affordable the more we stay away from it, and less affordable the more we keep close. And at last, we are no users, but become the tools of our tools. And only a poetic of life can keep its feet on the ground without going astray with the old cultural domain. And even in a non-agricultural setting, the more we engage with the landscape, the more reward we get from it. And we either use aggression or let things wash out with the times. And it is close to the four elements that we wish to rest for eternity. And only in our precariousness we are forced to keep on investing in new adventures. And complexity in the end is an ecology requiring continuous immersions to be assessed. And no matter what, in whatever environment we'll end up, we will find an antagonist to have to deal with. And most importantly, a saint, to be a saint, cannot believe in other saints. And where we mainly ought to reason is the fact that we need traffic to live when traffic causes death. And the person with no critical sense is slave of others, and a person with too much critical sense is a slave of itself. And we shouldn't seek perfection for anything worldly, as it anyways comes with our love for the spiritual. And society pretty much turns us into Cains, and it is up to us to boycott it and become Abels. And we are asked the impossible nightmare only to make the impossible dream of others possible. And we fear ideologies not because we are fascists, but because we are convinced they will generate forms of fascism. And the highest form of ignorance is working for free for others' profit. And of course we can be where we don't belong, but in social refrigerators where we don't live but vegetate. See, and a tree that refuses to drop its rotten leaves will not give way to any new leaves. And who we call the bandits may be only seen as those who opposed the imposition of an enslaving state. And there is either a creative force or a destructive force, and in order to create, we ought to destroy what we believe destroys. And the spread of fear it is, but the way for powerhouses to get even stronger. And to be sure, our engagement with society ought to be discontinued in order to continue with our poetry. And where we have more opportunities, there will be less opportunities for us to take advantage of them. And in whatever nature we will find our most intimate home. And paradoxically, right, the anarchist is potentially the most responsible being of our human nature. And when locked into a cultural framework, we can either hope to escape either in time or space to make meaning of it. And spoiled of all its cultural sophistication, our only true nature is that of survival. And we should hate those who hurted us and be grateful at the same time for giving us material for reflection.